From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. World powers involved in talks on Syria's political future agreed to a UN-led process that included talks between the Syrian government and opposition and a ceasefire that allows strikes against terrorist groups. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry, Russia's Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov, and U.N. Special Envoy Staffan de Mistura outlined the plans in a news conference Friday in Vienna. Kerry said even though the parties disagreed on some issues, the U.N. process is an important step in the right direction.
We invited the U.N. to convene representatives of the government of Syria and the Syrian opposition for a political process leading to a credible, inclusive, non-sectarian governance, followed by a new constitution and elections.
The plan did not say what should be done with Syrian President Bashar al-Assad. Mr. Kerry spoke after the White House announced that a small team of American ground troops will deploy to northern Syria to help opposition fighters against the Islamic State. White House spokesman Josh Earnest said that President Obama has authorized fewer than 50 commandos to coordinate Syrian local fighter movements with the U.S.-led coalition efforts.
The president does expect that they can have an impact in intensifying our strategy for building the capacity of local forces inside of Syria to taking the fight on the ground to ISIL in their own country.
The deployment marks the first time that U.S. ground forces have been sent to Syria for more than a raid or a specific mission. For more on these stories, log on to our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News.